Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
All right, whenever. Whenever.
Hello, everyone. This is Kimberly Adams. I am Kimberly Adams, not whatever. Anyway, welcome back to Make Me Smart.
Both of those things are true. Yes.
Yeah, it was just a weird way to get going, but it's a weird news day. So anyway, we here at Make Me Smart try to make the day make sense.
Which will be especially hard today, actually, as you will see. I'm Kyle Rusdahl. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for being with us. Man, we're having a tough start today. It's Monday, the 27th of March. That's what it is. It's Monday. We're going to do a little news and talk some things over, and then we'll get out of here and let you get on about your day. But yeah, this is a weird, tough news day.
It is a weird, tough news day because there was yet another school shooting today, this time in Nashville at a private Christian school. Three children and three adults dead, last I saw, according to the Gun Violence Archive. That is the 130th death from mass shootings in so far this year.
And we are not yet 90 days into the year. Not yet 90 days into the year.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't even true. That's not even the 130th death from a mass shooting. That's like the 130th mass shooting so far this year. Yeah. Which is just horrible. But leads us into this astonishing piece of journalism from the Washington Post, which is like, what, 10 stories or something? But they're calling the series The American Icon, all about the AR-15 and its role in America. And all of the pieces are really good, but one of them in particular, which is particularly relevant today, is a piece that uses data visualization and 3D imagery and graphics to show exactly what AR-15s and their bullets do to a human body when someone is shot. And it's very graphic. It's not, you know, blood and guts and gore, but the imagery is very disturbing. But it's real, and it's not even as bad as it could be because they toned it down. But
yeah, and part of the amazing thing. So there are two parts to the visualization that are really remarkable. The first is a 3D animation that shows the trajectory of different kinds of gunshots to the chest, AR-15, and then a typical handgun 9mm cartridge. The second part is a depiction of, not the actual imagery of, but a depiction of the entry and exit wounds of two little boys killed in school shootings when they were hit by multiple bullets. And the remarkable thing to me, and the most wrenching part of this, is that the parents of these little boys obviously gave permission for their children's fatal injuries to be used. I don't know what the hell is going on.
During the Uvalde shooting, when they started asking the parents for something to help them get DNA of their kids, and because some of the bodies were just unidentifiable, and this shooting, by the way, today, to the surprise of absolutely no one, seems to have been done with an AR-15 style rifle. And this gun is extremely efficient at killing lots of people at once. And some of the statistics about the way that the actual machine works, that it, you know, can move its, the bullets end up moving at something like 3,200 feet, you know, per second or something like that. And the blast radius is the name of, is what they're calling this piece that has all this imagery and 3D representation, because as you'll see from the depictions, when the bullet enters someone's body, it literally creates a blast radius within a human body, which is horrible in so many ways. We don't have to probably go on too much about how awful all of the mass shootings are in this country, but it's worth people going and looking and reading these pieces. There's another interesting piece in this series that I read looking at the Sutherland Springs, Texas shooting that was like 5 years ago, where the gunman opened fire on a church. And they talked to a whole bunch of the survivors about their lasting injuries and what their day-to-day life is like. People who can't have children, who are paralyzed, who deal with daily pain, who have lead leaching into their bodies from bullet fragments still inside of them. And these are the real costs. It's not fun to talk about, but it is real life.
Yeah. And that's what's in the news. That's what's in the news today. I got nothing left. You got anything left?
No, that took it all out of me. And hopeful for a better day tomorrow, that this kind of work actually elicits some change. But hope springs eternal. Yeah.
We will of all course, put that Washington Post series on the show page. But, yeah.
And we'd love to know what you all think about it. If you have a look, and share your thoughts, please do. Anyway, tomorrow we're going to be back with a deep dive on something completely different, the gender wage gap, since we're winding down Women's History Month and, women's history and present is a gender wage gap. So we are going to unpack what is continuing to hold us back from equal pay.
Till then, send us your questions, your thoughts, your comments, suggestions as well, if you would, 508-UB-SMART, 508-UB-SMART. You can also email us, makemesmart@marketplace.org. That works too.
This very short episode of Make Me Smart was produced by Courtney Bergseeker. Today's program was engineered by Drew Jostad. Ellen Rolfus writes our newsletter, and our intern is Antonio Barreras.
Marissa Cabrera is our acting senior producer. Bridget Bodner is the director of podcasts. Francesca Levy is the executive director of Digital and On Demand. Yeah. So there you go. That's the day.
Yeah. Indeed.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.